A few seconds before the sun was all hid, there discovered itself round the moon a luminous ring about a digit, or perhaps a tenth of the moon's diameter in breadth. It was of pale whiteness, or rather pearl color, seeming to me a little tinged with the colors of the iris, and to be concentric with the moon. This quote refers to a total solar eclipse that occurred on May 3, 1715, by Edmund Halley. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to another Sun Earth Day Highlights podcast. As many of you have heard, there will be a total solar eclipse on August 1, 2008, and it'll be visible from within a narrow corridor that will traverse half the Earth. The path of the moon's umbral shadow will actually begin in Canada, and then extend over northern Greenland, the Arctic, central Russia, Mongolia, and then China. The Sun Earth Day team plans to bring that event to you during a live webcast right from China. You can find out more about that webcast by going to the Sun Earth Day homepage. In today's podcast, we'll continue our talk with eclipse expert Brett Espenak, who over the years has been able to safely photograph many of these breathtaking moments. So how does he do it?
It's been a long process of learning how to take photographs of an eclipse. The biggest problem with trying to photograph an eclipse, to try to capture the corona and make it resemble something that your eye sees, is really a limitation in the photographic process. A photograph can only capture a very narrow slice of brightnesses in an object. And our eyes are much more powerful in that sense, because we can see things in almost a pitch black night up to bright sunlight. We can see that whole gamut with our eyes. Whereas the photograph can only capture a narrow slice in that whole spectrum of brightnesses. So when you normally take an individual photograph of an eclipse, you're only capturing one side of it, the inner part of the corona, or the middle part of the corona, or the outer part of the corona. So what I've done is taken, and what others have done as well, is to take a whole series of photographs at different exposures that capture these various sections of the corona, and then process them either in the old-fashioned way before computers. It was done in a darkroom by combining all the negatives. But these days, we scan the negatives or shoot digitally and take that whole sequence of exposures and combine them in a computer and composite them together to give the entire view of the sun from the brightest to the faintest parts of it.
With that in mind, I asked Fred to tell us where we could get more information about upcoming eclipses.
For upcoming eclipses, I author a series of NASA publications called Eclipse Bulletins. And these are usually available 1 to 2 years ahead of time for each major total solar eclipse. These solar eclipse bulletins that I publish are available from my website. They're available at no charge. People can just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll mail them a copy of these bulletins. They're typically about 70 or 80 pages long, and they have a lot of maps and tables and details about each particular eclipse. So that's a good place to get detailed calculations about each upcoming eclipse.
So how did the Mr. Eclipse website come about?
Well, the Mr. Eclipse website, originally I started the NASA website here at Goddard with eclipse predictions. And I would sort of pepper that website with some of my photographs. Well, at a certain point, I was told that I couldn't put private or personal photographs on a government website. So I decided to start a new website that was strictly devoted to my eclipse photography. And that's how the Mr. Eclipse website came to be.
In upcoming podcasts, we'll ask Fred about his amazing career at NASA and influences that led to a life in astronomy. We'll also talk with Lou Mayo, who will fill us in on the latest Sun Earth Day supported eclipse activity for amateur astronomers. We'll also hear from Sten Odenwald, the chief editor of the Sun Earth Day's Technology Through Time series. I hope you enjoyed this Sun Earth Day Highlights podcast. We're very interested in hearing your questions and comments. So if you have something you'd like to say, just send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it on one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. And don't forget that you can learn more about NASA by simply visiting www.nasa.gov. Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory.
This is Troy Klein signing off.